from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Rebel Wilson spills on angry text messages, Tiger Woods makes a bold claim, and a horribly awkward moment on Aussie radio. All of that coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Wednesday, the 10th of April. Let's start in the US, and the parents of a teenager who carried out a deadly school shooting in Michigan have each been sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. The pair, who bought their son the gun as a Christmas present, are the first parents of a school shooter to be convicted of manslaughter in the United States for the actions of their child. Here's what the judge had to say.
Each of the defendant's gross negligence has caused unimaginable suffering to hundreds of others as a result of what happened that day.
If you're wondering, their son, who is now 17, is currently serving a life sentence for the 2021 school shooting, which left four students dead. Back home, we now know when Bruce Lehrman's defamation trial against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson will come to an end. The judge has announced that he will hand down his decision on Monday. The trial was reopened at the last minute after fresh evidence came to light from a former Channel 7 producer who made a series of damaging claims about Mr. Lehrman in court. Moving on now, the youth curfew in Alice Springs will be extended by 6 days until the end of the school holidays. The curfew prohibits those under 18 from entering the town centre from 6pm to 6am without a valid reason. It was introduced in a bid to stop riots and violence, and the town's mayor told the ABC it's been a pretty big success.
What we've seen throughout the community is a whole lot of anxiety disappear for the last 2 weeks. We've also seen people go back out to the CBD and go to restaurants. So I think that we need to remember the 2 weeks preceding the curfew, we've seen two young men tragically lose their lives and a 16-year-old girl horrendously bashed. And we haven't had those statistics, so I would say it's absolutely working.
To celebrity news, Rebel Wilson has revealed that she's upset a few people with her new memoir, Rebel Rising. She told talk show host Andy Cohen that several people have had issues with what she wrote about them in the book.
Sometimes when you share your truth, it can make other people very uncomfortable.
Yes, yes.
I have had a couple texts and, you know, we'll have to have some conversations.
Really?
Yeah, when I'm not promoting the book.
And how about this? There was a very awkward moment on a breakfast radio show in Cairns. A street teamer revealed live on air that one of the breakfast hosts is expecting a baby, a fact that hadn't yet been announced publicly.
Hey, there is a few people down here, even people walking around with their prams. What about you soon, Johnny, walking around with your little one, on the way, eh? You'll be a daddy. Hey there.
Oh, man.
Jake, no one knew that Johnny's about to be a dad. No one knew that Jess is pregnant yet. We hadn't announced it.
I believe on you.
No. It's, we all know internally, obviously.
Now they do, mate. Thank you.
Oh, it's not good, is it? That audio from Star 102.7. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, Tiger Woods is confident that he can win this year's Masters, which kick off tomorrow in Augusta.
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more.
Woods has won the Masters 5 times, the last time being back in 2019. Since then, he's struggled with injuries as a result of that car crash he had in 2021. And finally, there are calls for AFL player Jeremy Finlayson to apologise to the gay community after he used a homophobic slur during a game on Friday night. Ian Roberts, who's the only footy player to have come out while playing in Australia, has called on the Port Adelaide star to say sorry, adding that slurs like Finlayson's sledge will continue to keep gay sportsmen in the closet. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.